Massive game on the weekend for the Swans. They are in sixth position at the moment. They take on GWS in the Battle of Bridge. It's the 15th time, TK, that they're going to be going head-to-head. They are playing at Spotless Stadium on Saturday afternoon. We've got Ollie Florent on the phone right now, who's looking to do his best against one of his mates as well, Tim Taranto. We spoke to him the other day. Ollie, good morning to you. How's preparation going for the weekend's game?
Morning, guys. So preparation will just be sort of a light training session today and a few extra weights and then get stuck into it tomorrow. Mm.
You don't really do that much team or ball work, do you, till later on in the week, Ollie? It's all about recovery for you guys mostly, isn't it?
Yeah. Early on in the week, there's a few boys that are either injured or just a bit, you know, sore. And just to get over those injuries and soreness is, as you said, doing that sort of pool recoveries and light running, light bike sessions, and then later on in the week we have our main training session and then obviously the game.
Now, how are you finding senior football, mate, coming out of the NFL, you've with other guys like Ben Ronke, Alir, how's tricks in the big scene?
Yeah, it's so special and the honour to be playing with such an awesome playing group, and I couldn't have done it without the help of the older boys, and to also play with Ben and Alir is very special, and a credit to the younger players and the older players to sort of get each other through.
And Ollie, we chat about this Swans midfield, you know, over the years. Oh, the Swans midfield, and I think every time we do something with the Swans, it's always about how good their midfield is. You know, to be able to force your way into there, it's been a major achievement. And then you've got to keep your position in there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of great players in the midfield. You know, Luke Parker, Josh Kennedy, who I've sort of grown up looking closely at, is pretty honouring to be playing in the same sort of position as them. I'm mainly playing wing at the moment, so I'll probably be playing around there. So they just get the ball and hopefully feed it out to me. Well, I do the easy stuff.
Yeah, let's hope you see. And how have you found, you know, like, there's so much talk, I guess, on the wing might be a little bit better, Ollie, but about congestion, you know, about maybe the trialling. We've seen the trialling of all the different rules to try and, you know, get rid of that congestion. Do you find it a big issue? Or I guess as a young player, you've never played any other form of the game, have you?
Yeah. You know, under 18s, the National Carnival, we sort of tested six and six, which was pretty interesting. I think it was very new then, so a few players found it a bit confusing. But, you know, I think if it's going to come in, the Swans will do a lot of practice on it and we'll get used to it pretty quickly. But, yeah, that's just if it happens.
Yeah, the Giants are busted at the moment. They've got players out left, right and centre. We saw Heath Shaw, he's done his PCL the other day. Does that make things a little bit easier for you, or does that make you a little bit more focused now going to this game?
Definitely more focused. They've got a few players out, and the whole playing squad will be more eager to win, and you can't get caught and thinking about what injuries they have, because, you know, things can turn pretty quickly, and we showed that earlier on in the year against Geelong in a big game where we had a few players out and we got the job done. So yeah, it's just more focused for them, I reckon.
What about your buddy? You mentioned before, Alir, he kicked the winning goal a couple of weeks ago up front. John Longmire made the move, but he prefers to play out the back there. Where's he going to trot around this weekend?
Yeah, the thing is about Alir, he can really play anywhere. I actually spoke to him yesterday. He said, put me down back, but when we need to kick a goal, put me forward. So
he doesn't lack confidence.
No, not at all. So yeah, he can do both.
Yeah, which is terrific. And just finally, mate, this is a big game. I know you probably just want to think it's another game, but it's your crosstown rivals, GWS. They're currently going better than their big brothers, that being the Sydney Swans at the moment, and more high-profile club probably, the Sydney Swans. But it's going to be a sellout. Have you noticed an extra lift or spring in the step of everybody this week?
Yeah, we obviously know there's a lot at stake tomorrow, and even seasons could be on the line. So we know that we've got to bring our best foot forward, and especially playing our crosstown rivals is very going to be a big game, and we're all looking forward to it.
Just before I let you go, Isaac Henney's mark. How good was that?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Gives you a lift.
Incredible. He hasn't shut up about it, which makes me not want to like it. But,
there's no colour left in
I've
the tape.
I've got to give him credit when credit's due.
Yeah, good stuff. No, that's nice. Exactly right. Mate, you've had a fantastic season to date so far. I hope it continues for you guys on the weekend. You take on the Giants, and good luck, and thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.